days are over. You gained 20 pounds. The cat's choking on tinsel. Pine needles stalk the ground. There are no cards in the mailbox. There's a stack of bills. Yes, the holidays are over, and you're feeling ill. Have a happy Christmas hangover. It's the most miserable time of the year. The eggnog's made you fat. The party is over, except for your wacky uncle, who is still drinking your beer. Turkey's great on Christmas, but after a whole month of turkey pie and stew, you start to dread lunch. Breakfast is more frightening, for all there is to eat is 14 Christmas cakes and a bag of cranberries. Have a happy Christmas hangover. It's the most miserable time of the year. Your uncle's in the bathroom and granny's on the sofa, and you start to wish that they just disappear. You ate too many liquor-filled chocolates, got no money left in your pockets, but at least you've got lots of ugly sweaters and bow ties and socks. Your skin is pale and pasty. Your energy is spent, along with all the money you need to pay the rent. The children are all crying 'cause they've broken all their toys. Is this misery worth one day of joy? Have a happy Christmas hangover. It's the most miserable time of the year. Your uncle has passed out on granny on the sofa, and you start to wish that you could disappear.
But you can't. as we dream by the fire to face the unafraid. The plans that we've made, walking in the wonderland when it snows, ain't it thrilling? Through your nose, it gets chilling. We'll frolic and play the Eskimo. With Mr. Snowman until the alligators knock him down. In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend he's a circus clown. We'll have a lot of fun with Mr. Snowman until the alligators knock him down.
I can see it's gonna be a cold, cold winter for me. Your lips are too cool, dear, and I'm no fool. It looks like a cold, cold winter for me. For lately when we're kissing, the fireworks are missing. The flame of love is dying out for sure. And you're giving your love to somebody new. It looks like a cold, cold winter for me. The springtime is gonna be late this year. As far as I can see, the way the wind's blowing, it's gonna keep snowing if you take your sunshine from me. It's gonna be cold without you to hold. I gotta have you to help get me through for sure. Gonna be late.
It's gonna
this
be
year.
A cold,
as far
cold
as
winter
I can
for
see.
Me.
The way the wind's blowing,
your lips are too cool.
It's gonna
dear.
Keep snowing.
And I'm no fool. It looks like
if
a cold,
you take
cold
your sunshine from me.
It's gonna be cold.
For lately, when
without
we're
you to hold,
the fireworks are
I gotta
missing.
Have you.
The flame of love is dying out for sure. You're giving your love to somebody new. It looks like a cold, cold winter. I better put my woolies on. Cold, cold winter for me.
A blizzard coming on. I'm wishing I was home. My pony's lame and he can't hardly stand. Listen to that northern sigh. If we don't get home, we'll die. For it's only 7 miles to Mary Ann. It's only 7 miles to Mary Ann. You can bet we're on her mind, for it's nearly supper time. I'll bet there's hot biscuits in the pan. Lord, my hands feel like they're froze. There's a numbness in my toes. But it's only 5 more miles to Mary Ann. It's only 5 more miles to Mary Ann. That wind's howling, and it seems mighty like a woman screams. We'd best be moving faster if we can. Dan, just think about that barn with that hay so soft and warm. For it's only 3 more miles to Mary Ann. It's only 3 more miles to Mary Ann. Get up, Dan. You won't recuss, or you'll be the death of us. Now I'm so weary, but I'll help you if I can. All right, Dan, perhaps it's best that we stop while and rest. For it's still 100 yards to Mary Ann. It's still 100 yards to Mary Ann. Now late that night, the storm was gone, and they found him there at dawn. And he'd have made it, but he just couldn't leave old Dan. Yes, they found him there in the plains, with his hands froze to the reins. And he was just 100 yards from Mary Ann. He was just 100 yards from Mary Ann.
Warning, the following segment may contain images that some viewers may find disturbing. Viewer discretion is for wusses. Snow sucks. People with no direct experience of snow only see its light, fluffy side. Catching snowflakes on your tongue seems like all fun and games, but it's only a matter of time until someone chokes on a snowflake and dies.
Why?
Canadians are familiar with snow's dark, gritty reality. This evil substance clogs roadways, takes over parking lots, and covers your car, your shopping cart, and your moose. You're constantly in peril of being mildly inconvenienced by snow obstacles. And those snowbanks are more than just snow. They're also coffee, dog urine, garbage, televisions, sofas, and more dog urine. Every year, someone dies shoveling snow. That's not necessarily because they were shoveling snow, but you gotta die sometime. And when you're a Canadian, you spend a large percentage of your time shoveling snow. And that's just snow. Don't get me started about snow's evil alter ego, slush and ice. Those stories must wait for next time on Bitching About the Weather, a Canadian pastime.
It happens once a year when the seasons change their gear and the winter's drawing nigh. You make all the snow and ice a winter's paradise, but I do not! And now I'll tell you why. I don't like the snow at all. I really hate it when the first flakes start to fall. I have seen it all before. It just keeps snowing more and more. Winter is a bore. I don't like to work this way. With all the snow I have to plow, and it gets colder every day. In this time of joy and giving, it's so hard to make a living. I've had enough of ice and snow. It was many years ago, I would frolic in the snow. I was a happy little piggy at the time. Those times have gone and now I have to say I wish somehow I could make the season brighter. After all, I'm in my prime.
It's the best time of year. It's the best time of day. Just you and me. Covering up my dirty old town. Covers the garbage dump, covers the holes, covers the rich homes and the poor souls. Covers the station, covers the tracks, covers the footsteps of those who'll not be back. Under the street lamp, there stands a girl. Looks like she doesn't have a friend in this world. Look at the big flakes come drifting down, twisting and turning round and round. Snow, snow falling down, covering up my dirty old town.
Come and dance with me. snowman go. I can see his pipe and top hat as they lie there in the snow. I've been asking Mom and Daddy, but they said they didn't know.
Where did the snowman? Where did the snowman? Where did the snowman go?
Only yesterday I met Jack Frost. He said there'll be a storm. So I lit a little fire just to keep my snowman warm. Did he slide back home to Snowland to become an Eskimo?
Where did the snowman? Where did the snowman? Where did the snowman go?
Did he go to Iceland?
No, no, no!
Well, did he go to Snowland?
No, no, no!
Where?
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 Has he gone to visit Rudolph, helping Santa through the snow?
Where did the snowman? Where did the snowman? Where did the snowman go?
I have sent a note to Santa. I am sure that he would know. Standing on the lawn, he seemed so cold and damp. I went right into the house and got a nice warm sunray lamp. I would give a million pennies if he'd come back to me now. Did my snowman go?
Where did he go?
Susie the snow girl, decked out in her red dress. Susie the snow girl, the girl that we love best. We built her high and made each eye with buttons from Mom's dress. And if some sunny day comes round, we'll find our Susie in an awful mess. But Susie the snow girl has stood up to the test. Susie the snow girl is winter at her best. And if by chance you see our Susie someday jump for joy, it's just because we've introduced her to her first snow boy. Snow girl has stood up to the test. Susie the snow girl is winter at her best. And if by chance you see our Susie someday jump for joy, it's just because we've introduced her to her first snow boy.
Jack comes back. past your nipping and my nose and fingertips. Jack Frost, you're kissing my hand and then you land upon my lips. I'm gonna look for Jack on a lamppost called a sign.
I think that's enough introductory material. Okay. Had you fooled there. You thought there was something important coming up, didn't you? Well, it's okay. It's just another playlist. But it's like actually the next to last playlist for 2014. It's time to bottle up this year. 2014, put it in a box. Bury it in the backyard. We're not going to need it again. KBC, your host again for the last time this year. Like I said, putting it in the box. I'd like to take this opportunity to wish all of you a very happy 2015. I hope this is the year that actually makes it happen for you. I hope this is the year that is the one you've been waiting for. Of course, then it's all downhill after that, but hey, you gave it your best shot, right? So anyway, we started this set with the Christmas Hangover Blues from the Arrogant Worms. Scott Allen after that, Winter Wonderland. Cold, Cold Winter was Adam Wade, Sean Dunphy, The Blizzard. How depressing was that? Yeah, that's what I thought. And then Carfluing, one of those internet cuties, that was Snow Sucks. I quite agree. The Ode to Snow was The Angry Birds' Friends, Vinnie Monty, and Hey, Look at the Winter Snow. Are you detecting a pattern here? Me too. What's going on? Toby Lightman after that, Snow Day, Snow, 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 Snow from Pete Seeger. The Crew Cuts, Dance Mr. Snowman, followed by the Jaynettes from 1963. Remember them, Jaynettes, Sally Go Round the Roses and stuff? Yeah. Snowman, Snowman, Sweet Potato Rose, and Patty Page. I could have sworn that was Peggy Lee, and that was Where Did My Snowman Go? Followed by the one and only Mickey Rooney, Susie the Snow Girl, and then Chris Standring, and Catherine Shore. Catherine Shore. That was I've Got a Thing for Jack. Of course, Jack Frost. And of course, if you haven't figured it out today, we're doing a salute to winter, which we do every year at this time. Because what else is there? Holidays are basically over. It's like, you know, we're done. It's like, there's nothing to look forward to anymore. Except for 2015. And like I said, I hope it's the one that you've been waiting for all your friggin' life. And that when it's over, you don't say, that's all there is? Anyway, I'll be back in a few minutes with some more stuff. But got some more songs here. But just don't forget, winter is coming. And it's not going to stop. It's not.
Winter is coming.
Might just be the cold.
Winter is coming.
It's cold outside.
You don't know cold.
Winter is coming for him.
It's either me or this cold, and it doesn't appear to be going anywhere.
And winter is coming!
You look cold, boys.
Tis a bit nippy.
Winter is coming. Winter is coming.
That's cold.
Winter is coming.
Mm-hmm. I'm cold.
It's cold and it's wet.
Winter is coming.
You're crying because you're cold.
You're a long way from home. Winter is coming.
I imagine you might be rather cold.
And winter is coming.
No, that's all right, I'm fine.
You're not. You're freezing.
Baby!
We met at a ski lodge and we fell in love. Right by a fireplace, we shared our first embrace. And then inside my heart, I felt the fire start. It's gonna snow outside, the weather will be cold, but I'm gonna
stressing about the cold. I've been stressing a beautiful sight, appearing in white, walking in my winter underwear. Gone away is the blue skirt, socks and shoes, and my new shirt. No robe or sarong as we go along, walking in my winter underwear. In the tundra we could build an igloo, make believe that we're in Tinseltown. We'll pretend we're twirling in our tutus and slinking all around in satin gowns. Later on, we'll perspire and we'll shed our attire to pace on our prey. The world as we're made, walking in our winter underwear. If you wear your long johns on the metro and go riding all around the town, you'll get arrested at the get-go if you forget to leave your trapdoor down. Later on, we'll perspire and we'll shed our attire to face on our prey, the world as we're made, walking in our winter underwear. Oh yeah, walking in our winter underwear. Uh-huh. Walking in our winter underwear.
Land of snow. Well, I packed my case with a smile on my face as I threw in the suntan oil. And I cut off the sleeves and the legs of my pants as my blood began to boil. As I climbed to bed, I smiled and said, tomorrow's gonna take me away from this land of cold, the blue and potholes, and take me to a sunny day. Oh, Minnesota, what you trying to do to me? You got me stranded in the great white north without a bit of mercy. Oh, Minnesota, you're frozen to the core. You can take this snow and shovel it. I ain't living here no more. Well, on Monday morning, I woke up yawning and got myself ready to go. But the radio man tried to spoil my plans, was saying it was 30 below. But feeling still able, I took my jumper cables and I headed right out the door. But what I didn't know was that 3 foot of snow had buried me in once more. Oh, Minnesota, what you trying to do to me? You got me stranded in the great white north without a bit of mercy. Oh, Minnesota, you're frozen to the core. You can take this snow and shovel it, 'cause I'm gonna buy a snowblower.
It's cold out there.
Plenty of money, just a little bit more. And I don't mean hundreds, I mean figures of four and a savings account. Rob the piggy bank. Take one of those fly now, cry later plans. And you need a mountain, preferably high, with a lodge and a pool that's right nearby. Trails and runs and a good long tow. And something else? Oh yeah, snow. Plenty of it, brother. About 6 foot of base. Little fresh powder every day. That's what they advertise. So when you got the time and the place and the loot and the pants and the park and a good pair of boots, flannel longies and goggles and mitts and skis and poles and wax and kits and a few ace bandages and a gallon jug of liniment and a good big pillow, you're all set. So you get on the train and you head out west, where any fool knows that the skiing is best, except those in the north, or north by east, where it's not the most, but it's not the least. You practice knee bends, run down the aisle, worry about the Allberger reverse shoulder style. Let's see, what method does that Stein Erickson fella teach now? So far, so good. You're getting right along. You're at the resort in that happy throng. You go to the ski school, and what do you see? A million other people who are learning to ski, and that paragon, oh, that demigod, the handsome ski instructor. Well, you jump on your skis and get them on tight. You think you're looking like a wonderful sight. You climb up the hill with a sidestep or two. You notice everybody's looking right at you. You're first in line, brother. You're at the head of the class. Suddenly you feel accident-prone, acrophobia. So you've skied on down that first little hill. You did it real well and you didn't take a spill. You bend your knees, you've got it now. Your instructor announces, we'll try the snowplow. And brother, you hate him. And you were doing so well. You were skiing parallel on your first lesson and the whole thing. So you learned the snowplow and got it down pat. All that evening around the bar you sat and you talked like a skier about all you could do. Felt real good as you hoisted a few and you listened to the others talking and talking and talking. A couple of fools singing folk songs. Well, the day has come as you knew it would. You gotta find out if you're really any good. Whole darn class is going to the top. Chair that feels like it's never gonna stop. It's getting higher and you're getting short of breath. You got trembling knees and a mad desire to jump. So there you are where you wanted to be, on top of the world, speaking figuratively. You're poised to move, you're headed down. Skis together, you're going to town. The air is rushing past your face. You wish you were some other place. You keep hearing voices, they're yelling at you, keep your knees together. But you found a new thrill every time you went out. Don't try to explain what that thrill's all about. You can't explain it. Might as well give up trying. Let your friends float alone and find out for themselves. Sure, your friends will think that you're out of your head. They'll all be saying you wind up dead. But they don't know, because they can't see the thrills and excitement when you learn to ski. Sure, it's chancy. You could break a leg. But can any of your friends that play golf say truthfully that they could break a leg?
Why the cold December evening and the wind to glow, and soon everything was covered by the drifting, whistling snow.
I found the valley of the drifting, whistling snow between two great big snowbanks when I opened my door next morning. And for hours and hours I wandered aimlessly through the snow, seeking the answers to the many questions that was racing through my feeble brain. Where was everything? Where was the sidewalk? Where was my driveway? My old jalopy? At last I was all tubed out. So I took a shoe of snooze and scratched my head and wondered where to go. Then all at once I realized I was a prisoner here in the valley of the drifting, whistling snow. Then my wife, she whispered to me, I got to go to Lady Day. Shovel out that old jalopy. And she handed me the spade. Now the settlers and the miners fought those crazy Navajos. But I tell you, that was nothing like the drifting, whistling snow. So I took my scoop and started where that old jalopy stood. And after endless hours of shoveling snow, all I saw was just the hood. Then the snow began to whistling, and the wind began to blow. And my jalopy still is resting neath the drifting, whistling snow. How I left my old snow shovel lying there upon the snow. While I went in the house to dry my hands and warm my frozen toes. While I was gone, the snowbank began to grow and grow. Now my shovel too is resting neath the drifting, whistling snow.
The drifting, whistling snow.
Wife says to me, let's not drive the old coupe. Hitch up once again, the one horse open sleigh. The horse was awful mad, if he could talk he'd say, you'll be sorry you hitched me to a one horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingling all the way. It ain't fun like it used to be in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingling all the way. I should have worn long underwear in that one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow with the cold wind in our face. I can't hold a horse, he thinks he's in a race. He kicks snow on us, it hits us on the chest. I bet that we're the coldest Swedes in the whole darn Middle West. Jingle bells, jingling all the way. My wife sure hates sleigh bells since she rode that one-horse sleigh. Jingle bells, jingling all the way. We're too old for riding in a one-horse open sleigh. Night is awful dark, can't see beyond my nose. I can't blink my eyes, my eyeballs must be froze. I can't hear my wife yell, I can't see her face. I guess I must have lost her when we turned at the Johnson's place. Jingle bells, jingling all the way. I nearly caught pneumonia in that one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingling all the way. I wouldn't make brass monkeys ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
It's a long time from Christmas to New Year's. More than you are not around. It seems as long as from June to December, sweetheart, when you are not around. Oh, what will I do? I can't go on without you. Oh, tell me, darling, please, without you, what will I do? It's a long time from Christmas to New Year, sweetheart, when you are not around.
Tell me, darling, please, without you, what will I do? It's a long time from Christmas to New Year.
We are
you,
when you
darling, please. Without you, what will I do? It's a long time from Christmas to New Year. Ooh, I'm not around. Happy New
Alrighty, I guess that's going to do it for the year. As years go, this has been a real weirdo for me. I mean, I started the year with, my wife up here in Maine, and I had, no reason to go on living down there in New Jersey, and then the house sold, and that was its own nightmare, and then moving up here, and now I'm in this strange, weird place, which, by the way, I look out my window, and there's no snow out there, all right? There's no snow. It's Maine, remember? Okay? And there's like a little, there's a little thing of snow on my yard. It's about 3 inches by 4 inches, something like that. Even the plow crap is gone from my road. Just thought you'd like to know that. We've had temperatures in the 40s, and I'm just afraid to think about it because it's going back down again tonight. So, Oh, well, it was nice while it lasted. We started that set with Winter's Day, and that was someone calling themselves Play Our Records. Whatever that is, some sort of kids label, I guess. Pixies 3, Cold, Cold Winter. I know we heard it before, but it was kind of nice to hear it again by a different group, don't you think? Or don't you? We'll keep it to yourselves. Let's see, Connie Landers after that. I'm Going to Be Warm This Winter. Big hit for Connie Francis. We've played that song 3 years in a row by different people. I'm constantly looking for one because it's one of my favorite winter songs. After that, Felice Taylor, and it begs the question, what the hell were the Supremes lawyers doing while this was going on? Felice Taylor doing It May Be Winter Outside. Sounded like the Supremes, right? But not. No, Felice Taylor. The song was co-written by Barry White. Maybe that's why they got away with it. I don't know. The Towering Bouffants after that, Walking in My Winter Underwear. Winter was Spike Jones and the City Slickers. Old song. Spike specialized in a lot of those. The Minnesota song was Dan Adler, New York's a Lonely Town, The Trade Winds, that was the KRLA version. You don't hear that very often, but go back and listen to it, you'll catch it. The Talking Skier was Bob Gibson, The Drifting, Whistling Snow, not Yogi Jorgensen, that was Slim Jim and the Westerners, and then Yogi Jorgensen doing Jingle Bells, and then The Larks, From Christmas to New Year's, which is where we are now, that transitional week that everybody's afraid of. And so New Year's Eve is coming up, and we have this tradition in Bangor where the town skyscraper, which is 5 stories tall, thank you, they drop a beach ball. They wrap the beach ball in electric lights, and at midnight they drop it from the town skyscraper. I've never seen it, but they say it's a hoot. I'll report on it next week. So, hey, everybody needs a tradition. And my tradition is to wish you all a very, very happy New Year. I hope you had a good Christmas, and I hope your families, everybody's fine. Like I said before, I hope 2015 is the one, because 2016 is going to be a bitch, okay? See you later. Here comes some more.
New Year's on the way. Yeah, get it. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.